वासनी महोत्सव के जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरीवर धरी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरीवर धरी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर बन चरी जमुना तीर बन चरी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरीवर धरी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरीवर धरी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर बन चरी जमुना तीर बन चरी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे everybody louder Krishna Hare Hare Rama 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे राम राम कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे हरे राम राम ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितानेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदे अहं श्री गुरुहो श्रीयुत पदकमलान् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान वितांश वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो ब्रह्मण्य देवाय गोब्राह्मण हिताय च जगत्हिताय कृष्णाय गोविंदाय నమో నమః. నమో మహావదాన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరద్విషే నమః. ఆరాధ్యో భగవాన్ బ్రజేశతనయ తద్ధామ వృందావనం రమ్యా కాచూదుపాసనా వ్రజవధువర్గేన యా కల్పితా శ్రీమద్భాగవతం ప్రమాణమమలం ప్రేమ పుమార్థో మహాన్ శ్రీచైతన్య మహాప్రభోర్మతమిదం తత్రాజరో నాపరః. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారినే శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవసది గౌర్భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ శ్రీకృష్ణ బలరామ ఘీ జాయ్ గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఘీ జాయ్ గోపాష్టమి మహోత్సవ ఘీ జాయ్ ఆల్ గరిష్ట అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ. హరే కృష్ణ హరి బాబు. వెల్కమ్ అండ్ థ్యాంక్ యూ ఫర్ జాయినింగ్ అస్ దిస్ మార్నింగ్. Go fast to me, celebration is key. Yeah. Well, at least the remembering or reciting go fast to me pastimes. And of course we are. You did go puja already? Yeah? Some of you did? Oh. So celebrations have already begun. I I was born cowherd boy. That's why I heard it. Buffaloes and goats also. So probably that's my qualification to be here in front of you. Or I have been chosen for this occasion. Hari Hari. Of course, later on, Srila Prabhupada gave me this bullock cart Sankirtan, traveling Sankirtan party program. And I had been serving and using the bullocks in service of Sri Sri Gaur Nithai Ki. Hari Hari. So remember, this is the 50th anniversary of ISKCON's Karthik Festival, right? Do you remember? 50th anniversary of first ever Karthik Festival, which was held in 1972. Anyone here from those days? I'm the only one. And I remember Srila Prabhupada used to send us every day to Krishna Balaram temple land, I would say. There was no temple yet. So we would begin our Nagar Sankirtan procession from Radha Damodar temple and going through the gullies, zigzagging through Vrindavan, then we would come to Madan Mohan temple, and in a reverse fashion, right? Parikrama goes that way, we used to come this way in return. Madan Mohan, Kaliyada, and through this land, this is what I'm reminded. Through this land, this was open land. Of course, it wasn't Bhaktivedanta Swami Goshala that time. So we used to go chanting and dancing every single morning. Hari Hari. And on to Krishna Balaram temple land. There was just a... I have not seen all these things. So later on, now we have Bhaktivedanta Swami Goshala here. Hari Hari. So on this occasion, we would like to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10th, Chapter 15th, text number 1. This talks of today, or about Gopastami Mahotsava ki. I think sloka is not on the board or etc. So I will recite this myself, please. Here with attention. Sri Shuka Uvacha Tatascha Pauganda Vayaha Sritao Vraje Babu Vatustau Pashupala Sammato Gascharayanto Sakhibhihi Samam Padair Vrindavanam Punyamati Vachakratu. Now repeat word meaning. Sri Shuka Vacha. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Tataha, then, Cha, and Pauganda Vayaha, age of Pauganda, year 6 to 10, Sritao, attaining Vraje in Vrindavan, Babhuvatuhu, they, Krishna and Balaram, became Tau, the two of them, Pashupala, as cowherds, Sammato, appointed Gaha, the cows, Charayantu, Charayantau, tending Sakhibihi Samam, along with their friends, Padai, with the marks of their feet, Vrindavanam, Sri Vrindavan, Punyam, auspicious, Ativa, extremely, Chakratuhu, they made. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Sarvabhada Ki. Sukadeva Goswami said, when Lord Ram and Lord Krishna attained the age of Pauganda, 6 to 10, while living in Vrindavan, the cowherd men allowed them to take up the task of tending the cows. Engaging thus in the company of their friends, the two boys rendered land of Vrindavan most auspicious by imprinting upon it the marks of their lotus feet. Purport. Lord Krishna wanted to encourage his cowherd boy friends who had been swallowed by Aghasur and then stolen by Lord Brahma. Same day, both things happened. Therefore, Lord decided to bring them into the palm tree forest called Talavan, where there were many delicious ripe fruits. Since Lord Krishna's spiritual body had apparently grown slightly in age and strength, the senior men of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj, decided to promote Krishna from the task of herding cows to the status of a regular cowherd boy. He would now take care of full-grown cows, bulls and oxen. Out of great affection, Nanda Maharaj had previously considered Krishna too small and immature to take care of full-grown cows and bulls. It is stated in Kartik Mahatmya section of Padma Purana. Shuklashtami Kartiketu Smrita Gopashtami Budhai Taddinat Vasudevo Abhut Gopaha Purvam Tu Vatsapaha. Translation of this verse from Padma Purana. The 8th lunar day of the bright fortnight of month of Kartik is known by the authorities as Gopashtami. From that day, Lord Vasudev served as a cowherd, whereas previously he had tended the cows. The word Padai indicates that Lord Krishna blessed the earth by walking on her surface with his lotus feet. Lord wore no shoes or other foot gear, but walked barefoot in the forest, giving great anxiety to the girls of Vrindavan, who feared that his soft lotus feet would be injured. Srishukuvacha tatasya paugandavaya srito vraje babhuvatustau pashupala sammatau gascharayanto sakhibhi samampadair vrindavanam punyam ativa chakrutu. Sorry. Hari. So today is Shukla Ashtami of Kartik. Shukla Ashtami Kartikei Tu. Shukla is a fortnight, bright fortnight. And there's a Krishna. Krishna. There's a Krishna Ashtami also, there's Shukla Ashtami. The previous one was a Krishna Ashtami, that was Bahula Ashtami also. Appearance day of Radha Kund. And this is now second Ashtami of Kartik, called Shukla Ashtami. And by Buddhai, by authorities, this Shukla Ashtami of Kartik has become known as Gopashtami. And Chittadinad Vasudevo Abhut Gopaha. So from that day, from today, Vasudeva Abhut Gopaha. Vasudeva Krishna Abhut, he became Gopaha. He became Gopa. Or he became Gopal. Tat Purvam Tu Vatsapaha. And prior to that, yesterday and all previous years, not so many years, some years, he was Vatsapaha. Vatsa, Vatsa is calf. And Vatsapaha, he was protecting the calf, cows, not cows. Cows and cows, this is a little tricky. Hari. So today is that day. Purport already says, hey, who's talking? Today is the day Krishna was promoted. It's a promotion day. From Vatsapa to Gopa. From cowherd, no, calfherd to cowherd. And it was a very big occasion in Vrindavan. Big festival, in fact. A few days ago, the Govardhan Puja festival was celebrated, and whole Braj took part in that festival. Govardhan Puja Mahotsavake. So likewise, today also was a festival all over Braj. And what we are doing is celebrating anniversary of that first ever Gopashtami festival. (Clears throat) Hari Hari. So Krishna was in Gokul, and mostly the pastimes were, well, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, and Vatsalya Ras and parenthood. That was predominating Ras or Leelas in Gokul. But as Krishna was growing and growing and growing, and yet another dimension is added to his Leelas or his pastimes. Now he wants to play with his friends. And that's going to be Sakya Ras. Sakya Ras. And the friendship is amongst the equals, right? So Krishna is going to be playing with the friends and all sorts of plays. So in month of Kartik, only on day of Diwali, day Damodar pastime took place. That afternoon, anyways, it's a whole history here. All the Brajabasis as here, we are hearing. The Brajabasis had assembled today on Gopastami, and then they have taken a decision. In the Istagosti of Brajabasis headed by Nanda Maharaj. So then also 5,000 years ago on Deepavali day, there was Istagosti, and the decision was taken, we better get out of here. Lot of terrorism going on. Lot of horror and fear and terror. So that thought the uprooting of the Yamalarjun trees, this was act of some demon, some terrorists. They couldn't imagine. Krishna could uproot the trees. Although the Krishna's friends had told you, he is the one. They wonder who could have done this? He is the one. Because of their affection for Krishna, because of the Vatsalya Ras, they couldn't think Krishna being that great and big and powerful. So they must have, okay, children, come here, take this Rasagulla, go. He did not take it. Anyway, the Istagosti was held and they decided that we had to leave. We had to leave today, Shubhasya Shigram. And same day they migrated from Gokul to, they crossed Jamuna. How much they must have crossed? There were no bridges. They had carts. Whole transportation was happening in a cart. So they placed one cart in front of another cart across the river. And here is a bridge. And they all walked across through those carts. Of course, this is Brajabasis and their love for cows and their care for cows is well known. Whole Braj is, in fact, the cow-centered. Cow is in the center. Those cows are also mothers. One of the seven mothers is cow. It's a mother. Go Mata Ki. It's a Go Mata. It's a Go Mata Ki. Yamani Krishna. Gokul. Where is this name coming from? Gokul. Cow is there. Goloka eva nimasati akhilatma bhuta. Go lok. You hear go there? Lok, the planet. But what kind of planet where the Lord resides? Golok. Govardhan. Again, cows. Of course, why Govardhan is called Govardhan? Paniya suyavasa kandara kandamulaihi. That Govardhan, he nourishes the cows. Manam tanoti gogana yosta yoryat. That Govardhan honors the cows and cowherd boys and everyone, including the name of the cow comes first, Gogarnayor. That Govardhan is honoring the cows, giving them grass to eat and water to, crystal clear waters to drink. So that mountain, the king of mountains is called Govardhan. Every Brajabasi, what is their idea? Oh, he's a Gopa. Nanda Gopa Brajokasam. Aho Punyam, Aho Danyam, Aho Punyam, Aho. Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam. Brahma in his prayers, Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam. How fortunate are these residents of Vrindavan. Nanda Gopa Brajokasam. Residents of Vrindavan are known as Nanda Gopa Brajokasam. They are all Gopa. Everyone is a Gopa. What is Gopa? Go is cow and Pa is a protector. They're all caretakers of the cows. And their wives are known as Gopi. Again, right? So the whole population is either they're Gopa or Gopi. Or, they're elderly Gopas and Gopis and their cowherd boy Gopa and young girls are a Gopi, so everyone. So cows are everywhere. Cows are in the center of Braj, Vrindavan, Dham, ki. When Krishna recommended to Nanda Maharaj and all the residents of Vrindavan, worshipping Indra, forget it. You worship Govardhan. But he did not only ask residents of Vrindavan that only Govardhan should be worshipped. On the list he had also cows. Cows also should be worshipped. And the Brahmana should be worshipped. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So Krishna and the whole Braj is worshipper of the cows and caretakers of the cows. And they love cows. Oh, I love cows. But they don't do just lip service. I love you. But they translate their love for the cows into action. And beginning with Sri Krishna, and rank and file, and everybody, all serve, love and serve cows. So now they are, all the residents of Gokul were in Vrindavan, a place called Chattikara. You know Chattikara? Some of you know Chattikara? Why is it called Chattikara? In fact, the original name we find in the scriptures is Shaktavarth. Shaktavarth. What is Shakat? Shakat means cart. So all the residents of Gokul, they parked their carts in a semi-circular formation. Shakat Avarth, like a round, roundish, the way they parked. And they were residing in between. Carts are around. And Krishna, this is where his calf herding pastimes are going to begin. Well, Krishna also wants to, of course, play. On the way to Vrindavan, from Gokul to Vrindavan, as Krishna and Balaram were riding in the cart, and Krishna inquired, Maya, where are we going? Oh, beta, Lala, we are going to Vrindavan. Why Vrindavan? Yashoda said, Vrindavan is a big playground. When Krishna and Balaram heard, oh, khelenge, we'll play. So they're very anxious to come to Vrindavan or be in Vrindavan so that they could play. So Krishna, upon arrival, and now they were residing in Shaktavarth, Krishna proposed, I want to do cowherding. No, you're too big. No, you're too small. You're too small to take care of the cows. Choti choti gaiya, chote chote gol. In Vrindavan they sing. Choto so mero. So you are chota. You are Bal Krishna. And the cows are big, you can't handle. What about the cows? And there was in fact, whole debate between Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Yashoda was not in favor. It's too small. It lies in my lap most of the time, and the breast milk is all that he drinks, and he would go into the forest taking care of the calf. No way! Hari Hari. So debate used to go on. Okay. Then Yashoda said, all right, he could go every other day, he could go. Not every day. Of course, her concern is she's going to miss him all day if he goes into the forest. So better he stays at home with me, around me. So this is Yashoda, and this is her affection for her darling. So it was agreed, okay. Every other day he could go. So there was one day. This was the day that he was supposed to be staying behind. And Yashoda was busy with her churning butter and other household affairs. But then, as Yashoda, with her sidelong glance, looks through the window, and Krishna is hidingly trying to run and catch up with Balaram and other cowherd, calf-herd boys. And Yashoda drops everything and sees running after Krishna to stop him. You sure there's all the way in the back? In the middle there's this Bal Krishna. And at some distance, Balaram and the other coward boys, okay, run, 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 run. They are encouraging us, and Krishna is trying to run, looking behind, running, running. Yashoda is trying to catch up, and so Krishna managed to, he ran and he grabbed Balaram and caught hold of him. And then by this time Yashoda also had come, and there was a tug of war. He was being pulled by Yashoda, was being pulled by coward boys and Balaram. Now let him go. No, he can't go. Let him go. No, he can't go. Okay, fine. Okay, go. But tomorrow you can't go. So he was then officially Vatsapal Tatpurvam Tu Vatsapaha. So as a Vatsapa, are you taking note of this? There's a Gopa and there's a Vatsapa. There's Vatsapala, Vatsapal, and there is Gopal. Gopal we are familiar with, but this Vatsapal or is Vatsapa. So this is while he was Vatsapa, the calf herd boy. Well, what could and how many things we could say, but yeah. There comes a demon called Vatsasur. What is the name? Vatsasur. One demon came, he took a form of a calf, got mixed up with the bunch of calves. But Krishna, I know you. And Krishna followed him, caught hold of his hind legs, whirled him, landed on the top of a tree, and Haribo. And the demigods had appeared, and Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Maruta Sunvanti Divyaistavai. Every time this happens, Krishna kills some demon, demigods appear, they're offering their prayers and flowers and praise and beating drums for that. So that those were the days when Krishna was a calf herd boy. But now Krishna has grown, and we hear from Shukdev Goswami, Tatascha Paugandavayo Shrito Vraje Tataha. After that, word here is Tataha. After that, now this is going to happen. After what? So after what is, he was calf herd boy and he performed this pastime and that pastime, and he killed this Vatsasur, and as a calf herd boy with along with other boys, the Aghasur pastime took place. After that, after the Aghasur pastime took place that morning, it was time for lunch, and while they were taking lunch, Brahma comes, and he had stolen all the friends of Krishna and the cows of Krishna, and 1 year has passed, right? And the Brahma has come back, and business as usual. Nothing has changed. He was wondering, when I go back to Braj now, Krishna is going to be the only one around. I'll be crying, where are my friends? So that wasn't the case. Everything was intact. And this is another Hari. There's a whole exhibition of Krishna's love for the cows, you know. As the cows, they were not always happy that Krishna only drinks Yashoda's breast milk. They would like, when would Krishna come to the Goshala, and drink our milk from our nipples directly as a calf, other cows do or my calf does. When would Krishna become my calf and drink directly from the udders? And others also were having similar desires. So then this pastime, Brahma Vimohan Leela, has taken place, and Krishna's friends and cows were stolen, and Krishna becomes cowherd boy friends, and he becomes cows, and from that day onwards, every single day, as they return from the calf herding, this is still calf herding going on. The cows are returning to the Goshala, and they're drinking the milk of their mother cow. Who are these cows here? Krishna himself. So that's that's another thing to understand. Rasa vichara, rasa tattva. Between Krishna and cows is the vatsalya ras, parenthood. For the cows of Vrindavan, Krishna is their calf-like. And they feed Krishna and they love Krishna, and like Mother Yashoda loves Krishna. Elderly residents of Vrindavan love Krishna. Likewise, all the cows of Vrindavan, entire brush, they love Krishna also. Right? There is a reciprocation. So then Brahma has come, he has offered his prayers. That was the previous chapter number 14. This is chapter 15, and this one says Tataha. After that, means after all these different pastimes, Brahma Mohan Leela. Now Krishna has grown big enough. So what was happening by now also was the by now, the cows were watching that Krishna is going with their cows, but not with them. It was their dream and desire that Krishna goes with them. They go with Krishna. So the times had come that the cows were not very enthusiastic, not at all, to go to the forest with some other cowherd men. No, they wanted Krishna to go with them. So the residents of Gopas were struggling to bring the cows to the forest, but cows would turn around and they would all go in front of Nanda Bhavan. Sit down, we are on hunger strike. We want Krishna to go with it. I don't know whether you want. Whenever we want, then that is when Krishna would, he will have us. So the cows were demanding that Krishna goes with them. And then the residents of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj, had another big Ishtagosti. And some priests, Purohit, were invited and consulted, and everything is taken into consideration, especially, oh, how old is he now? Paugandavayaha. Today he's turning 6. He was 5 years old now. He's going to be 6 years old. So, oh, this is the right age. Oh, he could certainly be, he's competent and big enough and to take care of the cows. So they all blessed Krishna and Balaram. Pashupala sammato. They all like, yes, let him go, let him go, let him go. Let him be Gopal from today onwards. All in favor, raise your hands. Thank you. Unanimous. In favor of Krishna being the cowherd boy. So today on this Ashtami, Shuklastami, which has become known as Gopastami, there was a great celebration all over, especially in Nandagram. Nandagram was all well lit and decorated, and Rangoli and festoons and flags, and of course the cowherd boys themselves were Krishna, Balaram, well dressed. And garlanded, and the cows especially. And how many cows? Krishna's cows, how many cows? 900,000 cows were all decorated. You saw the decorated cow? This is something we are trying to do, some kind of decoration. But really, maybe some of these things are plastic, but they had jewels, they had real gold and silver and silk, and this may be just a cotton or maybe some chemical cloth. Anyway. So, the cows are decorated, the mantras are being chanted. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Mangal Dhwani, Mangal Dhwani. And Shehnai is being played, and Krishna and Balaram are being blessed by the priests, and prayers for their protection, and ready to go. And then comes Yashoda. Lala, Lala, take shoes. Shoes. For me. Look at the cows. Are they wearing shoes? No, but they're cows. Are they? No, no. If the cows do not wear shoes, how could I wear shoes? This was Krishna's stand. No, no, no. Yashoda insists, no, 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 you wear. Okay, get the shoes for the cows first. Then I also take one pair of shoes for myself. What? Get the shoes for all the cows? How many cows? 900,000 cows. How many shoes are required? Quick! Multiplied by 4, right? There are 4 legs? not one, not two. 36 lakhs of cow. So, which Bata company is going to supply 36,000? Okay, at least take an umbrella. Summer times, so much hot out there. Again, Krishna, cows are going without umbrella. How could I? This is Krishna. Is Hari Hari. He is so much cow conscious. He is cow conscious. Krishna. Okay, get the umbrellas for the cows. How many umbrellas? 900,000. But the cows have only feet and no hand. The 900,000 persons would be required to walk next to them holding umbrella over them. So forget it. So this is, purport also says, barefoot. Lord over no shoes or other foot gear, but walked barefoot in the forest. Hari Hari. So, one of these Gopastami is maybe not the first one, but and every year there was a Gopastami festivals celebrated. So on one Gopastami, today you took darshan of Radharani ki? Yeah. How many of you had darshan of Radharani today? Oh, lucky you. You all had darshan of... And how did she look like? Did you take notice? No sari. She is wearing dhoti and turban. And she had a rose in the hand for taking care of the cows. Gopavesh. Why is that? And why today? So, one such Gopastami day, Krishna well, for some reason, Radharani did not come out into the forest so that he could meet her, and then this happens and then that would happen. So Krishna was really, really missing. Shunya yitam, jagat sarvam. Radha virahe name. Without Radha, what is Krishna or what is life of Krishna? They are life of each other. So then the Subal Sakha is a very, very special Sakha. And he always gets very special assignments. Especially reuniting Radha and Krishna. They get their meetings going. He has Nikunja yuno rati keli siddhyai yaya libhir yukti rapekshaniya tatrati dakshat tati vallabhasya. And the Guru Sri Charanar Vindam is very, very expert. Subal Sakha, making arrangements, meeting between Radha and Krishna. So he was given the task, okay, here I go. And Subal goes. So those days, Radharani, of course, was residing at Javat. He goes to Javat, And he was around the palace where Abhimanyu, Radharani, Jatila, Katila residing. And as Katila, hey, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? He said, nothing. We lost one calf. I'm just searching, looking for a calf. Not here. Go to the goshala. Okay, Maya, I go to go. So he goes in the direction of goshala, and there comes Radhe, Jai Radhe. And they make this strategy to together go to Krishna. Subal has met Radharani and saying, you have to come somehow. You have to come. Now. So he had already told that I lost the calf and I'm looking for a calf. Oh, that's the idea. So Krishna said, Radharani, you take this calf and you just walk out. But look, my the bread, the hair, I'm a girl. For sure I'll be detected as soon as Jatila looks at me. And then Subal had the idea, okay, you wear my clothes. And Radharani put on all dhoti and kurta and the turban and this and that one. And then she has picked up the calf and she's walking, passing by the Jatila's home, of course, her home also. And she passed. She goes, bye, Subal, bye. Oh, you found your calf? Yes, yes. I did not speak, but I found it. And here they go. Subal goes another way, and they finally meet. And Krishna was delighted to have his Radharani back with him. So that pastime also has taken place today. So Radharani dresses like a gopavesh, and we have very special darshan on this occasion. So Hari, and well, that's today our parikrama, Brajamandal parikrama, is in a place called Akshay Vat. A huge big banyan tree, and Krishna climbs up that tree and he gathers all the plays a flute, and all the cows, they all gradually return and are taking shelter of the shade of that Akshay Vat. And Krishna continues to play his flute, entertaining the cows. Cows are doing their chewing the cud, and Krishna is playing his flute. So like this. Another time in Bhandir Ban, the cows and the cowherd boys also were caught in the middle of a big fire. And then Krishna had gone looking for, where are the cows, where are the cows? And he found them in the middle of the forest fire. Krishna says, Nimilayat lochanani ma bhaishta. Close your eyes. All the cows and coward boys close their eyes. Close eyes. You are not closing. Only those who are sleeping are closing. And as they all close their eyes, and Krishna said, close your eyes and do not fear. I am here. Oh dear. Come near. So that's what Krishna said. Mamaikam sharanam vraj aham tvam sarva papebhya mokshi shami. Do not doubt, do not fear, just surrender unto me. So as they did, close their eyes, and what did Krishna do? He swallowed the fire. And as they opened their eyes, opened the eyes, and they were surprised. No fire, not even a trace of a smoke around. Krishna Kanaya Lala Ki, Gopala Krishna Bhagavan Ki. They all were chanting the glories of Krishna. Yes. If the time is up, I just want to. One item I want to just say is this is Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu says, we are already seeing what is happening, what are they doing with the cows. He says, you should be doing three things. Part of the worship of the cow, or honoring the cow, or serving the cow. These are the three things to do. Gavam kanduyanam kuryat gograsam go pradakshinam nityam goshu prasannasu gopalopi prasidati. And if you did these three things to the cow, then Gopala api prasidati. Gopal, Krishna, is also satisfied. So what are those three things? Kanduyanam. What is Kanduyanam? Whenever you go to the cows, or cows come to you, they kind of give you some kind of signal. Scratch me, scratch me, scratch me. So scratching the cows. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring Vrindavan 500 years ago in Bahulaban. As cows noticed that, they thought this is our Shyam Sundar. Gaur Sundar had come, but they thought this is Shyam Sundar here. So hundreds and thousands of cows were grazing. They stopped grazing. They ran to Gauranga. They surrounded Gauranga Mahaprabhu and they started licking the body of Gauranga. And as cows were licking the body of Gauranga, what was Gauranga doing? He was scratching. How many cows? But they're standing in a queue. Okay, I'm done, next one. Okay, all the cows all around him, and they wanted him to scratch him. So anyway, maybe one cow, one Gauranga, one cow there. Or maybe he became Sahasrabahu and simultaneously was scratching. Anyway, he is the Lord. So Kanduyanam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he scratched the cows in Bahulaban as he was going. Gograsam, and feed the cows. there's grass here, grass. The grass word comes from ghas. Ghas is grass. It's stolen from Hindi or Sanskrit and become grass. Grass. So go grass and feed the cows. We could feed the laddus. They like laddus. They can feed. And go pradakshinam and circumambulation of the cows. Three things. And offering obeisances to cow. Not only you want to bow down, but also say, I'm offering my obeisances unto you, O dear cow. Then you say, Gave Namaha. What do you say? Gave Namaha. Gave Namaha. If the cow is one cow, then you say, Gave Namaha. But if there are a bunch of cows, then what do you say? Gobhyaha Namaha. Gobhyaha Namaha. Gobhyaha Namaha. Okay, Namaha, Namaha. Our obeisances unto all the cows and of course all the coward boys and the leader. Krishna Kanhaiya Gopal Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai. So today this is festival all over Braj. We are also joining. So we are thankful and honored that we were able to come to Bhaktivedanta Swami Goshala this morning and hear the glories of Gopastami. Glories of cows and Gopal Krishna. And I think next is we are going to get Mahaprasadi Govinde and then like that. So, Gaur Premanande, Srila Prabhupada ki, Tantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gopasvi Mahatsava ki.
So now we will have a